How do I buy tickets for that show? Where is the closest restaurant with a view? My kids are with me. Is there an age restriction for that attraction?
These are just some of the questions that the new Vegas Near Me app will answer for you. Vegas Near Me quite literally takes the guesswork out of planning your next Las Vegas trip. It is so helpful.
With constantly updated information, business hours, menus, ticket prices, parking costs, Vegas Near Me is a one-stop shop.
It really is. And here's the deal. It's free and you don't have to sign up, become a member. It is simple. Download Vegas Near Me today from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me. It's episode 199 of Vegas Revealed. What a year it's been. We wrap up 2023.
Plus, we chat with Las Vegas casino owner Derek Stevens, who came out to support the Fountain Blue. He reveals why it's important to embrace all things Las Vegas.
I've always been a supporter of any new investment, any new property in Vegas. I'm a big supporter, whether it's a casino like this or whether it's something like the Sphere.
Plus, some options for New Year's Eve that won't break the bank.
And a shout out to our sponsors, Hotworks Infrared Fitness Studios. More workout, less time. And the Vegas Near Me app, if it's fun to do or see, it is on Vegas Near Me.
All right, let's do it and spin that wheel. Welcome, everyone, to Vegas Revealed, episode 199. It's Dana Roselli and Sean McAllister, and we are winding down the year and getting ready for 2024.
And this year has been jam-packed. I feel like from start to finish and then rounding it out with two brand new casino openings, that's wild. That's not happened in the time that I've been here.
No, and it included a lot of celebrations. It included a lot of firsts. It included a lot of iconic moments. Like 2023 has been quite a year.
It was quite the year. You're right.
Let's run down some of the things. I mean, we were just chatting before the podcast as we were getting ready, and I was like, remember this, remember that? And you were like, oh, and don't forget that. But we were just thinking back, and we were thinking, gosh, it was the first ever Formula One race in Las Vegas. Garth Brooks opened at the Coliseum. We were at that show. It was incredible. Our Vegas Golden Knights took home the Stanley Cup. What a year, what a week, what a day.
Oh my gosh. All through the playoffs and being out there on Toshiba Plaza and then having the parade. We were eating up at Ocean Prime on the patio as the parade was going by. Like that. That was pretty iconic.
And it then was.
Having the Las Vegas Aces winning another WNBA championship. It was a big year for sports here.
It really was. And then, you know, we found out this year that we're probably getting the Las Vegas A's. And so we have a lot to look forward to as well. The Sphere opened. It's like, whoa, the whole world is looking at us because we are the only one with a Sphere. And
right.
The Sphere is incredible. And every day you will not open up your social media account without a video or a picture of the Sphere scrolling by, right? Everyone's posting the outside of the Sphere, the exosphere, going to U2, going to Postcard from Earth. People are flying into Las Vegas just to see the Sphere. And there's a Sphere fan group on Facebook with hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah. And then it's gonna continue to spread once Phish come in the spring with their run of shows. So we're going to keep seeing the Sphere absolutely everywhere. We had Durango Casino and Resort open up. Also, the Fountain Blue just opened up. You heard that in our episode 198, our last episode. And it's just been exciting.
Exciting. I mean, we're getting the Super Bowl in 2024. So we've been planning for the Super Bowl. We're ramping up, having meetings, talking about events for the community, talking about what the Super Bowl is going to include. We were able to interview and chat with Usher when he got the key to the city. It's been, you know, even ramping up for that. That's kind of part of 2023 too.
It is. And so I think we're going to slide right from 2023 into 2024 with the same velocity, I think. We also went up to the northern part of Nevada to Frey Ranch. And of course, you know, they're famous for making their Frey Ranch whiskey. And that was a great time, too.
Oh, my God. That was so fun. We really enjoyed just the short 2 days we were there experiencing northern Nevada and being able to do the whiskey tastings and learning about Frey Ranch and touring the farm. And while we were there, we actually bought tickets to see the Killers, which we haven't seen in a couple years.
I forgot about that.
I know. Remember, that was so fun. We were like there, like with our, you know, Reno $7 beers and watching Brandon Flowers perform with the, you know, the, and then we were in the elevator with the guitar player.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, what an iconic 2 days that was, right? We were also inducted into the Nevada Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame this year. And so big shout out to us. That was a big moment for us. We've both been in broadcasting for more than 20 years, and it was a great honor. Five of those years had to be in Nevada. And so we, you know, we were nominated and inducted. It was great.
It was. That was a really big honor and kind of a personal feather in the cap.
Yeah. And then to end the year, I met Keith Urban.
Right?
Right?
I mean, it's great to go into a new year with a new friend, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. I mean, me and Keith are tight. We talked about that last week. That was a very... And when I say meet, we meet people all the time when we interview and we do this and that, but like a nice little one-on-one conversation.
Yeah, when there's like no pressure to do an interview or anything like that.
Just, yeah, I mean, my, you know, I got to touch his velvet jacket. I got to smell what cologne he was wearing, all that. It was a nice up close and personal meeting. So the list goes on, and it's just been an incredible year. We love that all of you have joined us through the year for all these episodes. Every single week, we've been able to share all this stuff that we do. We love it. We love Las Vegas, and you know, it's part of it, and you help make it happen.
Yeah, and we want to thank some people who do make it possible for us to go out and do and see these things. You hear us talk about our subscribers and how important they are to keep the podcast going, and it really is true. So we do want to pause and have a big thank you to the subscribers who donate every single month. We have Tracy Jansen, Kevin and Lindsay McClure, Steve Tanberg, Rob Lewis, and Omar, who has donated in the past as well.
Yeah, and Rob Lewis donates twice a month because he wanted to up his amount and he could only do it in increments. So, I mean, just all of these people, we appreciate you so much. And, you know, you just basically support us. You're not, you know, we aren't a subscriber based podcast where, you know, you need to subscribe to get our content. It's just basically them saying, hey, keep doing what you're doing. So we appreciate that. We know giving up even an extra dollar a month is a lot for some people. So,
but we are kind of like the PBS of podcasting.
Yeah,
you know how there's the telethons every so often, and they need your pledge of support.
Yeah, we get pledges, right?
That's what we are.
And we had made commission this month. Somebody bought a T-shirt, and we got a $2 commission. So whoever cha-ching, I just transferred it from our PayPal. Thank you. It all helps, though. It all helps.
It
really
does.
We've
it
got
does.
Our Amazon shop. We make a very tiny commission from that, but we fill it up with Vegas essentials and things we recommend. If you ever want to check that out, you can always go to all our social media accounts. Have a little link, and in there we have a full list of all the things that we have, our shops, our Amazon shop, where you can find our YouTube, where you can find our website, all that good stuff.
All right. New Year's Eve is coming up, obviously, as we wind down 2023 and look ahead to the new year. And Las Vegas, consistently, year after year after year, is one of the top destinations for New Year's Eve revelers. And this year, I feel like the entertainment is a little bit different from what we've seen in years past.
Yeah, I feel like we have a lot of different headliners this New Year's Eve. We have Post Malone performing at Fontainebleau. We have Christina Aguilera at Voltaire at the Venetian, Demi Lovato at the Cosmopolitan, Luke Bryan at Resorts World, and many more.
And by the way, just a note on Luke Bryan, he is wrapping up his residency over at Resorts World, I believe in the first week of January.
January 6th, because we're going to go to that show. We're going to be there for his final show. I think it's January 6th, which is a Saturday.
Yeah, so the clock is ticking on the availability to go and see Luke Bryan here in Las Vegas. So keep that in mind.
And bring your energy, because he's a ball of fun.
Bring tons of energy and a cocktail.
But we do actually have a full list of things happening on our website, because there's too many to mention. So go to vegas-revealed.com. We just posted it. It is up there. And in our tips coming up in a little bit, we picked two that we actually think are a pretty good bang for your buck. So we'll have that coming up.
And of course, there has been a lot of talk since the opening of Fontainebleau about everything.
Everything.
I mean, people are finally in there. They're posting about their experiences at the restaurants, at all of the venues inside of Fontainebleau. And we wanted to bring to you some of the conversations that didn't make it into the episode last week, but they were great conversations and we really wanted to share them with you. So we thought that this week it would be a good chance for you to hear from Las Vegas casino owner Derek Stevens and his wife. They were at the grand opening. Derek owns Circa Las Vegas, the D, the Golden Gate, downtown in the Fremont District, plus the downtown Las Vegas Events Center. And he was also at the Resorts World grand opening.
Right. So when we saw him at the Fontainebleau, we remembered that. We're like, here's Derek again coming to support another casino. This is really cool. We've got to talk to him about this. We also talked to the CEO of the Plaza Hotel and Casino, Jonathan Jossel. He was there too. Really, we talked to both of them, you know, to kind of get their take on why they enjoy supporting other casinos in town, why they think it's important. So let's start with Derek.
I remember being at the Resorts World opening and you guys were there too. You always support other casinos. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a long-standing Vegas tradition. I think it's a good thing. We're excited to hit the blackjack tables or the dice tables a little bit later. We're just excited to be here. This is such a monumental day for Las Vegas. I'm so happy for Jeffrey, Brett, and their team. I'm so happy for Las Vegas as a whole. This is a monumental day. A resort of this size is going to bring so many people to Las Vegas. So this is great.
And listeners from out of town, they hear, oh, there's a new casino opening in Las Vegas. Okay, but those of us who live here know what a big deal it is and what an undertaking it is. I mean, can you articulate, having gone through it yourself from the ground up downtown with Circa, what is involved in this that people don't really realize?
I would tell you, I had... like I was mentioning to a few people, I was getting a little deja vu when we opened 3 years ago. So I drove down Las Vegas Boulevard, I think it was 3 days ago, and I saw a frantic number of workers planting trees and pouring concrete. And I thought, oh my God, I remember that 3 years ago when the stress levels were just over the top. But they did it. I mean, this looks spectacular. They just nailed this. So it's just exciting to be a part of it.
And you are always along for the ride, and you love it, right?
I just go along, yeah.
But I mean, it is good to be supportive, you know, and we love seeing both of you together at things. I mean, it shows that, you know, it's a family town, too. Families stick together.
We do. True. Like it or not.
What are you most looking forward to about Fontainebleau?
I don't know. I want to see inside. I want to see everything. He's gotten a little bit of a sneak peek. I haven't. So I'm just taking everything in.
So Nicole's playtime hasn't come yet.
No, not yet. Not yet.
I'm excited about the new elements of design. You know, we've never seen a design like this before. So it's going to be breaking the mold, which I think is pretty exciting.
I mean, no matter what, we want people to come to Las Vegas, right? So something else opening and something else bringing more people in is only good for you, right?
Right, right.
Absolutely. I've always been a supporter of any new investment, any new property in Vegas. I'm a big supporter, whether it's a casino like this or whether it's something like the Sphere. We just got to bring more people to Vegas. We're the city of entertainment, and more reasons to bring great, great visitors to Vegas are always good.
When there's casino openings and hotel openings, it's great to see other owners and operators out to support. This is something you believe in?
Absolutely. We got to support. It's great for the city, and we all want to be here supporting it, and anything new for Vegas is going to be great. So we're looking forward to getting to check it out and what it's going to add to the community.
And what do you think that Fountain Blue is going to bring to this end of the strip that eventually leads people downtown?
Well, this is, took us 5 minutes to get here from downtown, which is very nice. Nice to have it on this end. And I think it's going to add a new flavor. Obviously, the Miami connection's huge. And I got to walk around and check it out before I can really tell you that. But I think it's going to add a lot, and it's going to give people another reason to come here and visit.
You've this year you've opened a lot of new and cool things. So, I mean, new stuff in Vegas brings people in, right?
Always brings people in, and you got to be patient, give it time to be successful. And, yeah, it's a big undertaking. So full credit to these guys for pulling this off 20 years later. It's great to see it come together.
Yeah, and it may seem obvious why they come out to support, but that isn't the case for every single property in town. I mean, look at the little cat fight the Wynn and Fountain Blue had on Instagram, you know?
I was going to say the casino industry is a very competitive industry. You know, you have a pool of players and, you know, everyone's trying to get their attention and to draw them into their property with deals, with attractions, with promotions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's tough, but I do love seeing the camaraderie that's here in the community as well.
Well, and I think it was cool that they also pointed out, you know, the northern end of the strip is actually closer to downtown. And like Jonathan was saying, it took them, you know, like 5 minutes to get down the road. And there is a nice little link there. You know, you pop to Fountain Blue, you pop to Resorts World, then you're like, okay, let's hit downtown, you know, and go to Circa or the Plaza or hit Fremont Street. So, I mean, there is a little bit of a link there too. So that's kind of nice for them. And it, you know, they're always so great. And I love that they love Las Vegas. And I think that, you know, obviously everyone that works here and is engrossed wouldn't be here if they didn't. But I don't know. I just kind of like how they really go all out all the time.
Yeah, they really do for their own properties and for other people's as well. All right, let's do some tips. Dana, as you mentioned earlier, our tips this week are New Year's Eve related. These are some New Year's Eve events that we thought were pretty good deals, considering the numbers that we've seen floating around for other New Year's Eve events. The first one is at Flight Club. We've talked about this here on the podcast before. This is the social darts venue over at the Grand Canal Shops at the Venetian.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous in there, and it's huge. And, you know, if you don't know it's there, because sometimes, you know, there's so much going on here, you walk by something, and you're like, wait, what is that? And Sean, I'm actually just going to pedal back for a minute. You actually brought your whole family, when they were in town, to the Flight Club. And we didn't get a chance to talk about it, because there was so much going on. But that was a great place to bring the fam, too, right?
Oh, my gosh. We had a blast. We went, we had some downtime in the afternoon before we were going to dinner.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, why not pop over and play some darts? Like,
social darts.
Something that everybody can do. And it's just a good time. And what's fun is that there's a camera that records that records you throwing the darts. And it's very high tech. But when you win a game, it records your celebration and puts it up on this big screen.
Oh my gosh, I could just see your mom and sister laughing.
Oh,
they probably thought it was so.
And then they send you all of the little video clips that the little camera has recorded throughout your dart session. They email them to you after your session is done.
That is so cool.
And the drinks are delicious.
Yeah.
They have a really good food selection too.
There's some windows that look out right toward the strip too. People don't realize it's strip side.
There's like a carousel bar that has all these windows that look right out. It's a great venue.
Yeah.
We had a blast.
Good, good. Good food too. And so when we saw this, we thought, what? $100?
Yeah.
For New Year's Eve. So let's run through it. $100, get this. That's for an individual ticket, but you're going to get two drink tickets, complimentary midnight champagne, unlimited replenishment of a special event menu all night, and you can also play social darts with other guests within the property. So it's like everyone, you know, it's super fun. I mean, for $100, that's great.
I think that's a great deal.
It is. It's, I mean, you're
especially if the food is going to keep coming.
Right.
I mean, when you think about what you would spend to go and sit down for dinner on New Year's Eve, I mean, $100 is a great deal.
It really is. Again, it's at the Venetian at the Grand Canal Shops. They are doing group packages too. It's a little bit more expensive, but that was also a good deal. So highly recommend the Flight Club if you're looking for something to do on New Year's Eve.
And here is another venue where you're going to have a very unique perspective on the New Year's Eve fireworks as they go off at midnight. We're talking about Voodoo Lounge up on the 51st floor of the Rio.
It may not get all the talk that it should. People don't talk about it often, especially anymore, because people forget it's there. I mean, that seems like that to me. And so we thought, oh yeah, the Voodoo Lounge, when they offered this deal, we were like, well, like, to be set off the strip is almost even better to see all the fireworks going off at once. So this could be a really good place to go watch those strip fireworks at midnight. So it's on the 51st floor of the Rio. They're going to be doing open bar and hors d'oeuvres starting at 10 o'clock for $175.
Which is pretty good. And again, just like with social darts, they're going to keep passing those hors d'oeuvres around too. So,
yeah,
you know, get your fill.
Yeah, get your fill for sure.
There's open bar,
yeah,
which is great.
The Rio's going through a whole redo, and it's just east of the strip. It has that outdoor patio with the panoramic view, like we said. There's an indoor-outdoor. So Voodoo Lounge at the Rio, look that up if you're looking for a place to hang out on New Year's Eve in Las Vegas, Las Vegas style.
Gosh, I haven't been up to Voodoo in a long time.
I think the last time
I'm
I was
overdue.
There. Yeah, I mean, I haven't either. But I think the last time was like a post Chippendales party or something.
Yeah, probably. And by the way, they do have Voodoo Steakhouse up at the top of the Rio as well.
Okay. I've never been there either. Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, I've eaten there a couple times. Okay. I thought it was great.
Good. Hey, for a full list of New Year's Eve events, we again have it on our website, vegas-revealed.com. So keep that in mind. Hey, another quick note. When I went to the Fontainebleau on my own recently, I got a vodka soda and it was $15. I went to Komodo.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then also at Mother Wolf. And then I heard someone, I think it was on social media, posted their receipt from like the center bar. So like vodka drinks are $15 there. And it's sad to say that's a deal, but for a strip resort, that actually is a really good price.
Sometimes, anything under $20,
yeah,
really.
I mean, some of these, and the espresso martinis were $17.
Really?
Yes. They're usually like 22 plus, right?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, that was another little thing I meant to mention earlier. You know, if you want to go grab a cocktail at the Fontainebleau, it's not so bad compared to some other resorts.
Interesting. I love that.
Yeah.
Hey, before we let you go, we do want to remind you that Dana and I, in addition to being hosts of the Vegas Revealed podcast, also own a media company called Insightful Media. So if you're looking for MCs for an event or on-camera talent, media training, video production, we do all of that under our Insightful Media company umbrella.
Yeah, I mean, that's that's our real job, you know? And, you know, recently we were talking to one of our subscribers, Tracy, and she said, you know, you guys should talk about what you guys do more often. We hear you talking about all the other sponsors, but, you know, talk about Insightful Media. And I thought, you know what? She is right. We don't talk about what we do that often and that we're available because there are so many events around Las Vegas. We love emceeing. We love emceeing together and kind of playing off each other. Just an MC makes a huge difference at events to keep the energy up, to keep things moving. And so we love doing it. Like Sean said, again, we do on-camera talent stuff. So hit us up. InsightfulMediaCo.com is our website.
And we would like to wish all of you a very happy and healthy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Hit us up on social. We're always around.
Yeah. Even when we're not doing, you know, we may take a week break and let this go a little bit until episode 200 in the new year, but we're always available on social. We'll be posting on there if you have a question, if you want to know something, if you're coming into town. We love interacting with all of you. Check out our YouTube channel. We've been loading it up with tons of videos. We have a special Fontainebleau opening show from the blue carpet that people are really enjoying. It's got thousands of views already, and we notice that people around the world are really enjoying the coverage.
Yeah, so take a look. If you haven't, you know, ventured over to the Vegas Revealed YouTube channel, please check it out. We put a lot of time into creating the content that we put up there. So we'd appreciate it if you'd go and check it out and give some likes and leave some comments if you're so inclined.
I hope in 2024 that nobody creates a new or another social media channel.
there's too many.
There are too many. Listen, and again, this is part of, Sean and I do all this on our own. We don't actually have assistants or anything. So when we have to post things, there are nights where I go, okay, I tweeted that. I put that on our TikTok and I made an Instagram reel and I'm like, oh, I need to put it in YouTube Shorts. Oh, wait, now I have to put it on Threads. Oh, darn, LinkedIn. Oh, wait, I didn't post it to my Facebook. Oh, I didn't post it to Vegas Revealed Facebook. Hey, Sean, can you share this? I mean, it's out of control.
It's a lot.
Please, nobody create.
Plus the website.
or maybe like we need some companies to combine.
There we go.
Like we need like, well, what's Threads and Facebook and Instagram, I guess, are kind of together.
Make it easier to cross post.
Yeah. If like TikTok and Twitter could merge, that would be nice.
Or X. Hey, you know what? The first start is putting it out into the universe.
Yes. You never know. You never. And you know, if you take us on and you take this on and we had the idea, feel free to throw us some commission. We could use a little extra cash in 2024. Like Sean said, Happy New Year and everything. We hope you enjoy your families, your friends, you stay safe, and we will see you in. We will hear you. We will see you. We will talk to you in 2024.
With lots more exciting stuff, we promise.